Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
It's time for Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network. Tiger Talk, live from Tiger Club inside the Robbins Center on the Fort Hays State Campus, is brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors: Golden Belt Bank of Hays and Ellis, banking one story at a time; the Hays Med Orthopedic Institute, expertise, technology, compassion, all right here; Adams Brown, strategic allies and CPAs, going above and beyond for you; BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Mess City, and Pratt. BTI, our family in partnership with your family. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Since 1970, you've never had it so good. And Eagle, our community connected. Tiger Talk with the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And good afternoon and welcome into another edition of Tiger Talk. We're getting set for MIAA basketball. The men and women both in the quarterfinals. They'll begin play later this week. We'll talk with head coach Mark Johnson here in just a little bit. The Tiger men getting ready to hit the road, and women's coach Talia Carrs. Also going to talk some wrestling today, recap the Central Regional, and preview the Nationals. And Adrian Pilkington with Fort Hays State softball will be joining us as well. So good program lined up. Certainly glad to have you a part of it. And again, as we always say, join us for Tiger Club to be a part of it in person. Contact the Fort Hays State Athletic Office for that. And of course, you can chime in with a question. Go to fhsuathletics.com, click on the fans tab. You'll see on the drop down, ask the coach, and you'll get a chance to win a t-shirt from Fort Hays State Athletics. Do want to remind you, no program next week. It is spring break, so no Tiger Club and no Tiger Talk next Wednesday. We'll return once again on the 20th, so make that note to your calendar, no Tiger Talk next week. Do want to give you a couple of updates. Fort Hays State baseball at home today. They've got a 1 o'clock doubleheader with Upper Iowa. Tigers went 1-2 in their series at Rogers State over the weekend. They have altered their series a little bit. They continue conference play here at home, but they're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday and a single game now on Sunday because of the weather forecast and some rainy weather. So Northeastern State in town, doubleheader on Saturday the 9th, 1 and 4 o'clock, and then a single game on Sunday, March 10th. That'll be at noon. Softball has also altered their schedule. We'll talk more about this with Adrian Pilkington, but they've pushed everything back a day at Missouri Western on Saturday now, and then Sunday at Northeastern State because of, or at Northwest Missouri State because of some wet weather that should be moving through the area here, maybe even later tonight. Right now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk some basketball. Men's coach Mark Johnson, he'll join us first today as they get set to hit the road in preparation for their quarterfinal game tomorrow night at the MIAA tournament. We'll talk to Mark in just a little bit, but first we need to remind you, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition inviting you to join Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. Mark Johnson next. This is Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
BTI now delivers John Deere parts, tools, and more directly to your farm or home. Visit bti-direct.com for their full catalog. All products ship with fast, affordable shipping options. Need something delivered in a hurry? Just email orders at btiequip.com or get connected to your local BTI parts counter. That's orders at btiequip.com or visit them online at bti-direct.com.
This is Eric Flack, CEO at First Care Clinic in Hays, where your health is our top priority. welcoming new medical patients ages 2 and up. We are your home for compassionate quality care. We tailor to your healthcare experience with 7 primary care providers across our 2 convenient locations, plus our express care and in-house pharmacy. We accept all commercial insurance and offer a sliding fee scale for uninsured patients. First Care Clinic, where first-class care is a promise. Visit us online at firstcareclinic.com or give us a call, 785-621-4990.
Brungardt Howard CPAs help clients find solutions to their tax, accounting, and business problems. Our experienced accountants want to help you too. We have offices in Hayes and Garden City. Our remote capabilities allow us to also serve clients that don't live near our office locations. If you have problems and need solutions, please contact us. Brungardt Howard CPAs. We can help. We do that.
The passions you pursue help shape who you are and make your story brighter. At Golden Belt Bank, we support you, because when you live your passions every day, your finest work unfolds. Make today the beginning of another great chapter. This is banking one story at a time. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Visit goldenbeltbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's stolen by R.J. Crawford. Tigers the other way. Crawford to Hamicky. Caleb on the left wing, behind the back to Crawford. Cross court, Nanabu. Down the lane, layup. Good! He's fouled! And he'll go to the line for a three-point play. It all started with a steal, and Nanabu will try to finish it off with a free throw. He has it, doesn't. Yeah, some of the action from last Friday night. Tigers wrapping up the regular season with an 80-67 home win over Nebraska Kearney. Welcome back to Tiger Talk. It's brought to you today by BTI, your John Deere dealer. Locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. BTI, our family in partnership with your family. Joined now by head men's basketball coach Mark Johnson. Tigers getting set to get on the bus and head to Kansas City for the MIAA tournament, which actually gets underway with first-round games here this afternoon. In fact, the first games of the day just getting started. And, Coach, first off, congratulations. Wrapped up the regular season with a victory over Nebraska Kearney, a 22-win season. Finished second in the MIAA, and I know a lot of basketball is judged on how you do in the postseason, but need to celebrate a great regular season by your guys. Really battled and played pretty consistent, really, from day one on, and had a really great year.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. I thought our guys played hard, every game. And, that's hard to do at times in a 28-game season where you take a night off, and I really don't feel like I could find a game where I thought we did that. I thought we were consistent with everything we did. And guys rewarded with a really good year. And when your team has a good year, your individuals win nice awards, and that's what I told our team. If we don't finish second, Caleb's not a first-team All-League guy. Elijah's not a second-team All-League guy without us having the kind of year, and they know that. And same thing with B. If we didn't have a great defensive team, he might not have got Player of the Year, which he, just like Elijah and Caleb, they all deserve their awards. But if your team doesn't accomplish those things, maybe they don't get those awards. So I was happy for those guys. We had really good, strong years and had really good leadership this year. And, guys that just come in every day and work hard and that kind of – the new guys came in and really had no choice but to go along with the program with those guys. And been a good year, and hopefully we can continue to accomplish some good things here to finish the season.
You mentioned the all-conference. Caleb, first team. Elijah, second team. Biadne Anshin was honorable mention, but the defensive player of the year. The all-defensive team, it's always hard because a lot of times that is so stat-driven. You have a lot of blocked shots, maybe rebound, all these different things. And B has good numbers, maybe not as good as some, but I think one is reputation of how he's played over his entire career, and then, as you said, how you guys were as a team defensively. Good to see him get the Player of the Year honors, because sometimes it goes to the block shot leader or the steals lead, stuff like that, and maybe he doesn't fit those categories, but I think if anybody has seen Fort Hays State enough, realize what he means to this team, especially on that end of the floor.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's I'm not a big it's hard. That's why I'm not a big fan of the all-defensive team, because like Caleb, for instance, has to be on that team. We have more than one guy, but they don't put more than one guy on that. I think just keep the defensive player of the year because there's you know, we could have put Fort Hays State University down as all defensive team.
Yeah,
I mean, our guys led the nation in scoring defense. We were second in the nation in field goal percentage defense. I mean, we guarded at a high, high level. Obviously, B is the key to that, but there's more guys involved that deserve to be on that. But, yeah, he definitely deserved it and glad he got it because he hasn't gotten it the last 2 years. He was on all defensive team but hadn't won the award. It was nice for him to finally win the award.
Well, you wrapped it up with a win over Kearney, and we talked about it last Wednesday on the program. It was not going to be easy. The Lopers certainly much better than their record. And you could kind of tell they came in. I mean, that was it for them. They were loose and easy, and they were letting it fly. And they hit a lot of threes early, a lot of tough threes early, and got off to a good start. But to your guys' credit, you kind of settled in. And it took control and got that victory.
Yeah, you know, it's three games in a row. The first 10 minutes, the other team has just been lights out. And you know, as a coach, you're frustrated with your team. How are we doing this three times in a row? And you go watch film, and a lot of the shots, you're like, hey, that wasn't bad defense. That was a hard shot. And you just figured they can't maintain it. But they have some good offensive players. The point guard is a long athlete, and then the Evans kid has been a good player. You look at a couple of those guys, the left-handed guy and Evans, both for the year, kind of like when we played Southern and Pitt, guys that have shot in the 20% for the year, and they've done that all year. It's not like it's just a three-game stat. Came in, and I think they started off four or five, those two guys together. So, I mean, you're going to have that, and the main thing, we stuck to it and kind of really started guarding well the last 10 minutes of the first half and got a lead, and the first 5 or 6 minutes second half got it up to 24.
Well, we talk about Gross Memorial Coliseum, the All-Americans all the time with opponents, and we've kind of had a taste of that here down the stretch. It was your first game playing without Trajan with the knee injury, and it looked like it took a little while to, you know, kind of figure things out, because that obviously is a big blow in that end of the floor, and with Jaheim getting the start. But it looked like as the game went along, the guys kind of figured that out a little bit and played a lot better.
I mean, offensively, we were fine. We moved the ball well. We ran good offense. I mean, I think where you noticed him, when we had the lead, they came back and cut it to 12. You know, that's where not having Trey is a fact. You know, what makes this team successful? Great effort, great toughness, great execution, being physical. And he does all those things. And when you take him out, we're going to drop in that category to some degree. And I think that showed, and that's the concern going forward. But guys got to step in and try to take those roles. But, yeah, I mean, I thought offensively we were fine. We really got off to a good start. We moved the ball well. Jaheim, it was nice to see Elijah and Jaheim have really good senior night games. And, like I said, B, statistically, like we said after the game, necessarily he had 5 points, three rebounds, but – everything he does to help us win, he did that night, and I was really happy for them to win on their last time there.
It was nice to honor the seniors, and I know for Elijah, I had a lot of family back to watch. Same with B and Jaheim as well. Always nice to let those guys go out on a winning note. I know for the returners, that's always maybe a little bit more pressure because you want those guys to get a win. But you know, for some of them, first time that many family members have had the chance to watch them play in person, and that's always nice.
Yeah, because senior night, you never know how it's going to go. They either play really good or the seniors have a really tough night. You know, it's emotional. We've tried to remove that by doing our senior night before warm-ups and give them about 25 minutes to kind of get over the ceremony of it and the emotion of it and be ready to go play a game. Like I said, we made that adjustment about 3 years ago, and I think it's helped us instead of going right in with everything and then going right into the throw the ball up and play. So I think that's helped a little bit. But like I said, senior night can always be a little strange night for your players, and I was glad they all played well.
Well, Tigers got the win over the Lopers, 80-67. Now it's on to the MIAA tournament, which, as we said, is getting underway as we speak. The men go in the second sessions. They'll have the evening sessions as they alternated every year. Fort Hays State, the 2 seed, by finishing second in the conference. And by that, you don't know who you play yet. You get a play on Thursday night, the late game at 8:15. You'll await tonight late game winner between Emporia State and Lincoln. And we've talked all year about the depth of the MIAA. And then I think now you get to the conference tournament, you really see that when you look at some of the first round games, teams playing in the first round, and knowing how they played in the regular season just shows you the depth. This is a wide, wide open MIAA championship, maybe more so than we've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's more open than it's been. I will say Northwest is starting to really play well, but I don't think they're quite, you know, they've been, you know, like we said, not only the best team in the country that year, they've had a stretch where they're the best team in the country in years. They've been that good. And they've are still very, very good would be the favorite. But I think there's a lot of good teams. The depth of our league this year is as good as it's been in a long time. And you know, the 7-10 game and the 8-9, these teams are scary. Missouri Southern and Emporia, I think we've all saw them come into our place, are having to play tonight. You know, if they were in any other conference, they probably wouldn't be in the 7-10 or the 8-9 game. They would be much higher up. So it will have a test, whoever it is, and we'll have to play well. You know, we're going to have to avoid, you know, now you get down to these one and done, you don't get another chance. We got to avoid the 2-for-15 from three nights, the 5-of-22. We don't have to be great. We don't have to shoot it great. We just have to shoot it good enough. And well, those 2-of-15s and 5-of-23, those are just too hard to overcome when you're playing this quality of competition. So we don't need to go 12-of-22 or anything like that. We just need to shoot it at an okay rate, and that'll give us a chance to win.
And, you know, we'll find a new region poll out later today. You know, you are finished runner-up in the conference, the 2-seed, and feel you might have to still do more work to get into the NCAAs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we take nothing for granted after what's happened to this group the last few years. So, I mean, you know, the best way to take care of it is just do what you control your own destiny and just keep winning games. So that's the mentality we have. We can't really think about the NCAA tournament or anything like that. We just need to go play and take care of our own business.
All right, sounds good. Mark, we'll let you know. Go. I know you guys want to get on the road, and looking forward to it. Hopefully it's a deep run into the conference tournament. You've been to the semis last couple of years. Hopefully you can break through and get to that championship game and see what happens. But congratulations again on a great season, and looking forward to seeing you guys in Kansas City on Thursday night.
All right, thanks, Gerard.
There you go. Mark Johnson, coach of the Fort Hays State Tigers. Again, they'll have the late game tomorrow night, 8:15. They'll take on the winner of tonight's late game between Emporia State and Lincoln. Tiger Talk brought to you today by the Taco Shop. With the order by phone, use their handy app. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. The Taco Shop, a Hayes tradition since 1970. Back with more after the break on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
Midwest Energy customers have access to Customer Connect, a quick and easy way to see detailed energy usage online. Just visit www.mwenergy.com, log into your account, and click on the Customer Connect logo. Once logged in, you can view your usage and demand and set energy alerts. Help videos are embedded on the site, or call us at 1-800-222-3121 and we'll walk you through it. Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
The most dependable and respected plumbing and mechanical systems provider in our area for 75 years, the Glassman Corporation. They have a long history of large projects and resolving building problems. They're the experts for commercial and residential heating, AC, plumbing, and geothermal systems, and they specialize in applied chillers and boilers of all types. Glassman has techs on the road all over the region every day. Call Glassman Corporation, 1-800-662-4318. That's 1-800-662-4318, and at glassmancorp.com.
There is freedom in movement, and Hayes Med Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, Hayes Med offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our 4-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at HayesMed.com/orthopedic.
It doesn't matter what month it is, the Taco Shop is churning out great food and great specials. This month on special, the Three Amigos, $3.19, Beef Quesadilla, $4.29, and the Chicken Soft Taco is $2.09. The Taco Shop, 333 West 8th Street in Hayes, online tacoshop.net, or order by the app.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. To the Taco Shop.
Tigers the other way. Caleb Dionchit spins, lost it, but right in the hands of Nanabu for a layup. And B's going to say that was an assist. I meant to do that. 16 for Elijah tonight on senior night. 44-32, Tigers up a dozen once again. And they did give B an assist on that play, and Nanabu finished with the double-double. Tigers beat the Lopers and now on to the MIAA tournament. We'll talk women's basketball in the last segment with Coach Talia Cars. We've got softball coming up. Adrian Pilkington joins us, but right now we're going to talk a little Fort Hays State wrestling. Eric Wentz, the head coach of the Tigers. Fort Hays State coming back from the regionals in Pueblo, qualifying Terrius Henry for the national championships as he wins the regional title at 197, going 4-0. And Coach, appreciate you joining us. Before we get into that, though, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification as we hit the bottom of the hour. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network.
Raise your glass, can, or bottle from Kaiser Liquor and salute all the hardworking Fort Hays State Athletics. Kaiser Liquor and 14 KEYS Hayes.
All right, now we're joined by head coach Eric Wentz. Again, Tigers get a champion, Terrius Henry at 197, and we've talked all along, certainly knew he was capable, and good to see it all come together at the right time for Terrius.
Yeah, he, we talked a little bit yesterday during his workout. I was just like, how'd you feel on Saturday? And he said, I felt amazing. I was like, oh, well, it showed. So, yeah, great day for Terrius. Rough day for a lot of other guys. It was probably the toughest seed meeting I've ever sat through.
Really?
You get points for top eight, and then they seed the top six, and after that it's a blind draw, and we drew in blindly to the one or the two seed at every other weight except for heavyweight, where Tony Caldwell was a six, but that meant he had a bye, and then he had to wrestle the three seed. So, you know, it was just a tough. We knew we were. It was a tough situation. We just knew we were in for a rough round one, but we thought we could do a little better on the backside coming back through. But you know, Terry's coming out with another title, beating Jackson Kinsella from Kearney. You know, who's beaten them twice this year. You know, that was big.
Well, and we'll talk about. I guess we'll go in and we'll talk about Terry's match here a little bit and his day. But that the biggest disappointment. You know, obviously those tough draws, but maybe not. You know, after those first round matches, not maybe doing as well as you certainly thought you could do.
Yeah, you know, we had had good matches or beaten some of these guys earlier in the year, we felt like guys like Matt Rodriguez, who, you know, has had a good last couple months of wrestling at 184, could have won at least one, maybe one on the backside. He wrestled really well, and then he looked really good, put himself in bad position in both of his matches that he lost, and him getting pinned by guys that he was capable of beating. So that's frustrating, you know, to wrestle really well and then make, you know, you turn left, you take the guy down, you turn right, you go to your back, and he seemed to always turn right. So, tough day for Cody Hicks. You know, he lost in his wrestle back match against, after dropping the match to the two seed, to a guy he's beaten twice this year. Just got a little complacent in a situation, and the guy scored a late takedown on him with like 20 seconds to go to lose that one. Tony Caldwell wrestled pretty well at times. You know, he beat a guy that he should beat, but, you know, ended up losing, you know, the number one or two seed got upset in the first round, and he had to wrestle him on the backside, and that was his second loss was to the guy who was in the finals last year. And we had that situation a couple times where we wrestled the last year's region finalist in either the first round or our first wrestle back round. But Marcel looked really good. Again, had the two seed right out of the gate. He had the one seed right out of the gate, guy who ended up winning the tournament. The guy's only got two losses on the year. But then got a major decision on the backside. And then was wrestling the five seed, who he lost to on riding time last time, but he was able to get out and won nothing. He was losing 1-0 going into the third period, and me and Colton were talking. We're like, he got out last time. Let's put him down. All right, we'll put him down, and he got turned twice. So it was just like nothing was gonna go our way that day. And the guys wrestled hard. You never question their effort when they go out there. But you know, it's like if they could turn one way and score, they chose to go the other way. So it is what it is. You know, we got a couple wins. You know, Juan Urbina had a good comeback win, but he, again, drew the one seed, returning All-American in the first round, and then had to come back on the backside and wrestle another nationally ranked guy, a guy he'd beaten earlier in the year, but, you know, the guy's ranked 14th in the country and ended up losing by a major decision after getting that comeback win. But, effort was always there. You know, it was just a matter of we had some youth in the lineup, and you know we'll learn from it. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, lessons learned, hopefully, for all those guys coming back and maybe better prepared to handle all those things next year. All right, let's talk about better things. Terrius goes 4-0, wins 8-3. An 8-0 major decision, a 2-1 decision in the semis, and then wins by sudden victory in the championship match. Obviously, a thrilling day, and it's at regionals. You know, it's not going to be easy, and really out of work for it. But just tell us about his day and about those matches, because it looked like it was a thrilling weight class for him.
Yeah, there were six nationally ranked guys in that weight class, so that meant three guys were ranked for being left home, and if those guys are in any other region right now, they might qualify, you know. So having Tonneson out of the gate from Adams State, he's 6'3", super awkward, very strong, very good upper body. So we just knew if we could score one or two takedowns, you know, halfway through the match, it was going to be good as long as he stayed away from that guy's upper body stuff. So, you know, he dominated that one. He dominated the San Francisco State guy, 8-0 major decision, got a takedown in the turn, I believe, in that one. You know, in his semifinal against Gabe Carranza of Colorado Mesa, it was 2-1, but it was not that close. It was a situation where, you know, the guy was literally just grabbing wrists and grabbing fingers and just trying to survive. And we said, you know, we knew if we got on top, he was going to be fine. So we ended up getting riding time point and a pretty easy escape in the second period. So, you know that one we knew that one was never really in doubt, never got threatened. He really was never threatened all day. You know, the guys were just really trying to survive against him at this point. And even in the finals match, you know, looking back at his dual meet loss to him in our gym, he dominated the match, scored a takedown. He was up 4-1 or 4-2, and then but gave up a late takedown just because that's what Terry does. He's aggressive. And the guy got squirrely on him and scored a takedown. So we knew we just had to, you know, not make that mistake again. And, you know, it was another situation where it was 1-1, you know, no riding time going into overtime. But in the third period, Kinsella was down and Terry's Matt returned him a couple times, and you could tell that once he got out, he was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And Terrius was still feeling good. And we said, okay, well, we're fine with this going to overtime. The longer this match goes, the better it's going to be. And, you know, Terrius was close to scoring twice in the match on takedowns, but he ran out of time both times. One was out of bounds. One was at the end of regulation where he was probably 95% finishing a takedown. And time ran out. We said, all right, we got him now. And, 45 seconds in, Kinsella just completely gassed and took kind of a half shot, and Terrius just blew through him with his patented low-level single and easily finished. Kinsella just fell down, and it was, you know, Terrius got up. He was all fired up because he doesn't show much emotion.
Right.
And he really wanted that one. So it was a great way to end the day, you know. So now going into Nationals, you know, he's feeling really good.
Well, he beat a loper to get there. That's always a lot of fun.
Yes,
tell us about what's the plan now, because it's going to be it's in Wichita. So, it's a lot of times you're traveling to different parts of the country for this. It's going to be at Hartman Arena, Park City, which is great for all the area wrestling fans to go and watch the D2 Nationals. What's the time frame for Terrius? What's it look like now leading up to that?
So, you know, it starts – wrestling starts on Friday, next Friday.
Right.
The 15th, I believe it is. So we'll train – 2 days on, day off, 2 days on, day off, leading up into that. And then we'll travel down on Wednesday evening after a workout. Got all day all day Thursday. I've got some meetings and stuff, but he'll get another workout in down there. And then wrestling, I believe, usually starts around 10 o'clock on Friday. So he'll have probably a match in round one. Depending on what happens, he may have another one in round one. I think if he loses first round, you usually have one that round. We're not planning on that, obviously, but he's looking at two matches or three matches on Friday, and then depending on where he's at, you know, at the end of that day, you know, what he's going to have on Saturday morning, and then hopefully Saturday night.
Exactly. What's that way? Is a weight class look like nationally? Is it hard to, you know, get a gauge on everybody?
So 1 and 2 are pretty solid. It's Dalton Abney from Central Oklahoma is the number one ranked guy. Blue Ball from Indianapolis, who Terry has wrestled earlier this year, had an overtime loss to him, will be the number two. After that, it's wide open. You know, everybody's beaten everybody. You know, the 3 through 8 I think at some point in the last year, somebody has beaten somebody who's beaten somebody else. So I don't know what's going to happen. Kotarius could be the 3 seed, which was what I'm really hoping for, because he's got the most recent win over Kinsella. And then, but he could be somewhere around the 6, because the Southwest Minnesota guy who beat Kotarius at first tournament of the year lost to the St. Cloud kid, who Kotarius has never lost to. That was this past weekend. He lost 8-2. So, you know, I don't know where it's, you know, we'll find out on Friday, this coming Friday, where he's going to be in the bracket. I've said my piece. Our region rep goes in and pleads our case about where we should be seated at each weight for guys in our region. So, hoping for a 3. 6 would be okay. 5 would be, but it's just, I think it, you know, anybody's beatable at that tournament, because even his matches with Dalton Abney from Central Oklahoma, who's the number one ranked guy, you know, have been 1 point or overtime losses. So
that sounds like he's wrestling well, feeling well, yep, and wrestling with some confidence right now. It's, yep, certainly the time of the year you want to come together, and hopefully it's a good finish at the Nationals. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Great job this season. I know you had some youngsters out there and hopefully gained some valuable experience, and, yep, and had some veterans leading the way, and hopefully it's just nothing but bigger and better things each and every year. But appreciate you joining us, and best of luck with you and Terry at the Nationals.
Thank you.
There you go. That is wrestling coach Eric Wentz. Again, they'll be a week from this Friday when they get underway in Park City. Right now, we need to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk some softball. Adrian Pilkington will join us. This is Tiger Talk on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
There is freedom in movement, and HazeMed Orthopedic Institute helps you regain your best moves. As one of America's top 20 rural hospitals, HazeMed offers the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas, complete with quality outcomes and our 4-star patient experience. From joint and spine surgery to sports medicine, rehab therapy, and more, we are here to help you move freely. No need to travel far. Learn more at HazeMed.com/orthopedics.
It doesn't matter what month it is, the Taco Shop is churning out great food and great specials. This month on special, the Three Amigos, $3.19, Beef Quesadilla, $4.29, and the Chicken Soft Taco is $2.09. The Taco Shop, 333 West 8th Street in Hayes, online tacoshop.net, or order by the app.
Come on down to the Taco Shop.
This is Colby Shippers with Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes. I'm sure you know that if you need an alternator, battery, transmission, or even a new engine, we are your go-to place. Did you know we also have any kind of tool and equipment that you would need? We have portable fans, toolboxes, air compressors, service jacks, engine hoists, welding supplies, power washers, car cleaning, detail supplies, shop brooms, shop vacs, grease guns, socket sets, power drills, drill bits, and even nuts and bolts. So basically, anything you need. Keeping you on the road since, well, forever. That's Gibbs Auto Supply in Hayes.
If you haven't heard, land is in demand. Hi, this is Mitch Keeley, your local Whitetail Properties land specialist in central and western Kansas. If you've ever considered selling your farm, ranch, or hunting land, now is the time to give us a call. I would love to talk with you about why landowners trust us to uniquely market and sell their land quickly for the best price possible. If you're interested in buying or selling land, give me a call at 785-259-0492 or visit whitetailproperties.com.
She'll attack to the rim, flip it up, too strong. Rebound, Levy. Back to Galladay. Ball never hit the rim. Here's Salik. She'll shoot a top of the key three. Swish! Jesse's second three as the shot clock was winding down. 48-44. Fort Hays State leads by 4 with 6:50 to go in the game. Now we'll talk more women's basketball here in just a little bit with head coach Talia Carrs. But right now we're going to talk a little bit of softball with Coach Adrian Pilkington. First, I need to remind you that Tiger Talk presented by Golden Belt Bank. Your life has a story. Golden Belt Bank wants to get to know that story. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis. You can visit them at goldenbeltbank.com. Fort Hays State softball didn't play over the weekend. Had midweek games at MSU Denver. Good program, and came up short in a couple of contests. They'll start conference play this weekend, but as we said at the beginning of the program, altering the schedule a little bit because of a wet forecast here toward the end of the week. They're now shifting to Saturday and Sunday. Saturday afternoon in St. Joe against Missouri Western beginning at 1, and then Sunday afternoon in Maryville with Northwest Missouri State at noon, and the Tigers will be at home next Wednesday, week from today, on the 13th, Rockhurst in town for two, and then on the 14th, a week from tomorrow, Bethany will be in town, and then the following Tuesday on the 19th, Colorado School of Mines for a three-game set, two on Tuesday and one on Wednesday. So if you've been eager to see the Tiger softball team, they've been on the road all year. They'll be back starting their home slate next Wednesday, 1 week from today. All right, we're joined now by the head coach, Adrian Pilkington. Got her 200th win when the Tigers were in Topeka. Congratulations. I know they honored you at the basketball game Friday night with that. A great accomplishment. I know you're like every other coach. It's the players who win the games, but it takes someone to lead them the way, and congratulations on number 200.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, this group of girls is just so easy to work with. They knew. I didn't even know, so.
And that's a lot of times how it is. They're aware of those things. All right, let's talk. I know we had a chance to you're in Topeka, and we talked before that the challenge of playing six games in 3 days. You got off to a good start. You won the first three, and then just some hard luck losses. 1-0 to Sioux Falls, 2-0 to Winona, and then 6-2 to St. Cloud, a good team, in your final game. Just maybe an overview of play at that tournament in Topeka.
Yeah, I felt like our bats just progressively slowed down a little bit that week, and it's hard when you're playing six different opponents. You might see 12 different pitchers. So, you know, for us, it's just tough to kind of make those quick adjustments, and I felt like that's something that we lacked a little bit offensively. Consistency-wise, pitching has been really good for us, so they're keeping us in every single game. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough when you have those one- and two-run lost ball games. You know, there's always something you go back and say, well, we could have done this better. But
well, and hopefully, I mean, if you're going to have those type of games, now is the time as you gear up for conference play. And as we've seen this team, and you've got a good core that have been part of this for a while, they seem to learn, I'm not going to say mistakes, but learn from those situations and apply it. We saw last year in getting to the conference tournament. Now, hopefully, these are situations they can build off of as you begin conference play this week.
Yeah, the experience absolutely matters out there on the field. And, you know, we're relying on those kids that have played a lot of different games to kind of be our leadership core and kind of get us going in the right direction and be the ones to step up when we need somebody to.
I know we talked about pitching a little bit when we had you on a few weeks ago. Maybe a little bit more depth this year. Maybe go over the staff a little bit and how everybody's doing up to this point.
Yeah, pitching-wise, our staff is so unique. It's just we have five kids, and we have yet to actually use one of them. Just hard to kind of find opportunities for everybody right now, but they're all really different. Savannah is just kind of a spin kid, does a really good job of hitting her marks, and is deceiving more than most, where Morgan is kind of a power pitcher. She throws hard. She has a really nice curveball and a rise ball if they're willing to swing up at it. So those are two key pitches for her. She's gotten a lot better over the last couple years with her drop and her screw. So, I mean, we're able to see all sides and top down of the plate with those three kids. And then we have Bailey Carlson, who is 6 foot tall, and she throws a really heavy drop ball. So that ball looks like it's coming in right in your zone and tails off late at the last second, followed up by a nice change. So she's a really unique one as well. And then we have a lefty as well, Erica Flynn, who just hasn't had much opportunity yet this year. She's been coming off injury, so we're just trying to get her kind of back up to pace and speed that she can, you know, throw consistently at this level and carry some volume in games for us.
I know some of those pitchers you mentioned, as they have developed, you know, just – one, adjusting to the college game and the MIAA and the level of competition, and then those key pitches at key situations, making the key pitch, and it seems like that has evolved and they're getting much better in those tight scenarios like that.
Yeah, they're a really fun staff to work with because they're eager and they want to learn and they want to win and they want to compete, even if that's in practice, and they're always hungry for some kind of knowledge that I can try to help provide them. You know, even after practice, they'll come up to me and say, you know, I feel like I did this well in live batters today, but if I get this pitch here instead, that's going to be, you know, a lot more effective for us in going into the weekends. And so they're focused, they're hungry to, you know, continue to grow and expand their repertoire.
You mentioned the bats maybe quieting down a little bit toward the end of that 3 days in Topeka. Talk about the offense a little bit and you know, areas that you have, obviously still early in the year, but areas they're going to have to improve on as this thing goes along.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few kids that need to kind of be our extra base hit kids. you know, that's where our power potential is. But as a whole, our identity as a lineup is just a lot of singles. You know, we're going to have to hit a lot and be able to move runners. You know, we have speed at the top, so getting those kids on and over is really important for us. And if we can do it with less than two outs, it's a, you know, a positive. We have a high opportunity to score there early on. You know, I think if we can score early on, it just kind of gets the monkey off of our back a little bit, and we're able to hit a little bit more freely early on in the season. You know, those first two weekends out, it's kind of that opening day mentality where, you know, you don't have a whole lot of point of reference to whether you've been hitting good or bad. You're just going up there, seeing the pitch and trusting yourself. Well, then once you get, you know, 30, 40 at bats under you, you start to kind of think a little bit and process a little bit more than you should. So I think that's kind of a point where some of our hitters are at, where we just have to trust our training and go up there and just try to track the pitch. Because again, you're seeing maybe 6 to 12 different arms on any given weekend, and that's a lot of game time adjustments that have to be done quickly.
You mentioned power. That's probably maybe one area that's been absent a little bit compared to some of the other teams in the conference. Do you feel that scenario can be a little bit better this year than maybe last season, year before?
Yeah, I think it absolutely can. But again, it just kind of falls on the shoulders of a handful of kids that can kind of be those kids for us. And, you know, they have to kind of embrace that role a little bit as well, where, you know, if you're not prepared to be that kid, you know, for us in the lineup, you're probably not going to be that successful at it. But, you know, we're built to defend and we're built to pitch well, and that's really kind of our identity as a team. So we need to kind of embrace that and just be able to do enough offensively.
Sounds like a basketball team, I know. And they had pretty good success. There's a lot of ways to win a game.
Familiar story.
Exactly. So we've seen that formula work. Before we preview the conference, real quick, the last Wednesday you were in Denver, MSU Denver, always a good program. You lost 6-0 and then lost 5-3 in the second game, or right there in that one. Good to see your team bounce back after a rough start against them in that game one.
Yeah, and I mean, that 6-0 was a little bit deceptive.
It was a lot closer.
Yeah, it just, we kind of had some mishaps defensively, you know, leaving our position too early to cover for a steal, or, you know, just not playing quite as aggressively as we needed to on a couple balls, because they got a couple runs off of, well, hit by pitches as well, kind of hurt us there, but just some balls that snuck through because we just needed to play the ball first.
All right, let's talk about conference play. As again, Saturday and Sunday, you'll open up MIAA play on the road at Western, at Northwest Missouri State. We've seen it year in and year out. It's a rugged conference, some really, really good softball teams, and I know you hope to be right there in the mix of it, but hard to believe. Here we are, conference play, and those games just always, just to feel a little bit different, a little bit more riding on the line in these.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just high tensions every time you go into a conference set, and it doesn't matter if you play a team at the top or a team at the bottom. You know, we're really thick this year. There's been three teams in the top 25 and two others receiving votes within our conference. So, you know, we have probably the toughest conference Division II wise in softball. And it just seems to get more and more competitive every single year.
Seems like I've heard that story before in other sports as well. Well, hope you get off to a good start in St. Joe now on Saturday and get the conference race. Boy, seems like if you can get some, you know, go 500, get some road wins, that just gets you ahead of the curve here a little bit, especially early on in the year.
Yeah, just, I mean, having a good weekend just really sets the tone. If you can go 3-1 or, you know, even better, 4-0,
be
of course, it just sets the tone for you going into the following weekend.
All right, sounds good. Coach, we appreciate it. Best of luck on the road to begin conference play this week, and looking forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks for
having
me.
There you go. That is Coach Adrian Pilkington again. Saturday and Sunday, Missouri Western and Northwest Missouri State. Tiger Talk brought to you by the HaysMed Orthopedic Institute, the most comprehensive orthopedic care in Western Kansas. Learn more at HaysMed.com/orthopedics. We'll talk women's basketball with Coach Talia Carrs next. This is the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.
The passions you pursue help shape who you are and make your story brighter. At Golden Belt Bank, we support you, because when you live your passions every day, your finest work unfolds. Make today the beginning of another great chapter. This is banking one story at a time. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Visit goldenbeltbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Tiger fans, you've probably seen Fort Hays State University license plates on vehicles around town. These official State of Kansas Tiger tags not only show your Tiger pride, but they also support student scholarships. Getting your own Tiger tag is quick, easy, and every tag generates money for student scholarships. Visit fhsualumni.com/drive or contact the alumni office to learn more. Again, that's fhsualumni.com/drive. Go Tigers!
My name is Shannon Wiley, and I live here in Hays, Kansas with my husband and our two little boys. Reliable internet, I think, is important just all around, from your day-to-day life to work to school. We love that we're back in a smaller town, but we still can do all of the things we really love and enjoy and work remotely if we need to because we have a great internet provider like Nextech.
According to our customers, Nextech is consistently ranked as having excellent customer service in all areas. So stop worrying about your internet and get Nextech.
At BTI, we pride ourselves on providing quality John Deere equipment and customer support. Since 1944, BTI has been serving farmers and commercial operators with mowers, tractors, and compact construction equipment at an affordable price. As a leader in the ag industry, BTI offers complete technology solutions so our farmers can help keep America running. Experience the BTI difference for yourself.
Call on BTI.
Our family in partnership with your family.
10 on the shot clock, dribbles now to Galladay, trying to get in low to Hollenbeck. Liv has it, spins, banks it up and in! Olivia Hollenbeck with 14, and the Tigers lead by three, 59-56. What a spin move by Hollenbeck. Yeah, Tigers win it in overtime over the Lopers on Friday night, 74-64, and their season 22-6 now onto the MIAA tournament, which for them begins on Friday afternoon. Fort Hays State Athletics inviting you to join Tiger fans with a plan. If you're going to be drinking, always designate a sober driver. Talia Carrs, head women's basketball coach, joins us here for the final segment. As I said with Mark earlier, congratulations. So much of, you know, sports. And it seems like, especially basketball, if you don't make a run in the NCAA, it was in a great year. You were 22-6, and just a really good season. And sometimes I don't think we celebrate the regular season enough. And your gals really had a great year, and it had to be exciting when you go back to last year. You're kind of in the same scenario, and you faltered down the stretch. You lose your Final Four, and it kind of derailed. You had to win the tournament to get to the NCAAs. Same scenario this year. You go 3-1. You win your Final Three. All thrilling games. Have to be excited how they ended the regular season and leading into the postseason.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely gives us a lot of confidence going into the postseason, and we always kind of think about it as in the postseason starting over. So yeah. Everybody's kind of even, we're on an even playing field, and so to end the regular season like we did with three really big wins against really good teams, I think going into the postseason, we're going in with a lot of confidence.
Well, let's talk about the all-conference selections, and congratulations to Katie Wagner, Conference Player of the Year, third time the Tiger women have had a Player of the Year, and to say I'm surprised probably isn't fair, but when you look at the count, there's so many good players. I mean, she was a lock for first team. I was a little bit surprised when I saw that just because there are so many good players, which really says a lot about Katie and her just out there every night just playing so hard.
Yeah, no, when you look at the list that got sent in, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, I think she's really got a good chance. And then when you talk to coaches too, they just really think a lot of her, and they recognize just her effort night in and night out, regardless of how her game's going. She's somebody that's really going to just go all in all the time, and I think that's something that probably just got the edge over other people, is that she was consistent throughout the year, specifically with her effort, even if her game wasn't maybe the best that night.
And on the all-defensive team, which I think says a lot, not that she's not been a good defender, but she's near the tops and steals. She's really elevated that's part of her game this last season.
Yeah, Katie takes, I think, our scout really seriously, and so I think not necessarily that she's guarding the best player every night, that we consider that, but she does a great job of recognizing what the offense is trying to do on the defensive end, and she has a knack for the ball and recognizes where they're trying to get the ball and is able to steal it in those moments.
We'll talk about Central Missouri, who you'll play in the conference tournament, but you win your last two regular season games in double overtime and then again in overtime, some close ones. That was a fun game. game on senior day, you recognized five of them. Some may be back. We'll see. Hopefully that wasn't the – they'll have a second senior day like Clary did. But yep. A great way to close out the regular season. Great crowd. It was Kearney. They brought a lot of people. It was a fun environment. And really great basketball game. And kudos to your gals for hanging in there and then taking charge in the overtime period.
Yeah, no, we started out a little rough. I think the emotions got mm-hmm. to the few that are not coming back for sure. And we were just a little scattered to start the game. And then I think the second half we came out and really did a great job of executing and then played better defense in the second half. And then the overtime, when she made that shot, I was a little nervous just because it was a super lucky shot. And I was scared the momentum was going to shift their direction. And we shut them down defensively and then really executed on the offensive end.
Yeah, we talked about the MIAA, and unfortunately there's going to be some teams – this weekend will be it, and they deserve to play in the NCAA tournament, but won't because it's such a deep region. You look at some of these matchups and some of these, you know, first-round games today and some of the quarterfinal round matchups on Friday and Thursday. It's crazy. It's a wide-open tournament for everybody. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, you think going into it you want to be the one or two seed because you kind of have that day off, but – those guys tomorrow have really tough games, depending on who wins. It doesn't matter who wins today. And so going into tomorrow, they're going to have some tough games. And obviously on Friday, they should be both really good games as well.
Central Missouri, you lost twice to them this year. They ended your season at the tournament last year. Obviously good team. They, you know, we've seen what they've done over the years. But your team, I'm sure, hungry to get that win over them this year.
Yeah, we got a couple of motivators with them beating us twice this year and then obviously ending our season last year. And I think we got a good chance to end their season this year, most likely. And so I think we're hungry and we're ready to get a win over them this year.
Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait for it. That'll be on Friday afternoon. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you at Municipal Auditorium on Friday.
Thanks, Short.
Talia Carrs, head coach of the 4-day state women. Again, they'll play the 2:15 game on Friday. Again, a reminder, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app, sync up with the MIAA network to hear our radio call if you're not headed to Kansas City. Again, we'll have the Tigers for you tomorrow night, 8:15. We'll be on the air at 7:45 with the Auto World pregame, and then Friday afternoon, 1:45 pregame with the 2:15 tip for the women and Central Missouri. No show next week because of spring break. We'll see you back here on Tiger Talk in 2 weeks. So long, everyone.